Hi, Evan. This is Officer LaFrance, West Springfield Police calling back. Had some problems with my voicemail. I don't know how long or how old your message is. I apologize. I'm calling back concerning your looking for the information on a grenade launcher, which is kind of a misleading term. I think the military uses it for that. But we have two of those through the 1033 program. We have no grenades. We don't have any plans. I don't even think we could get them. It's a multi-use device. It can be used. We would use it to fire tear gas canisters for crowd control or a riot situation. They also can fire, rubber batons at somebody as a less lethal force use if somebody had a knife or conditions arose where we need the less lethal. But we have no grenades, no plans. I don't even think we have access to it. But that device can be used to fire many different munitions. We would use it for tear gas or rubber baton. The feds keep an eye on the inventory. We have to send them photos and serial numbers. But for the most part, I think I've in my 17 years here, I've never seen them deployed. They've been in a closet and unused as far as I'm aware. If you need more information, call me back. I'd have to get a hold of our department armorers who inventory that and maintain our weapons and whatnot. But I hope that answers most of your questions. We do have two. They've never been used or deployed, but we would use them as a tear gas, fire tear gas, or a rubber baton if needed in those situations I just explained. So give me a call back. If you need more information, I'll try to get it to you. 263-3210 extension 224. Thanks. Bye.